I'm gonna move this over here.
Not cranking 90.
Okay, listen to this.
Go on, sit back, relax, go and get your drink. Go get tuned up and tune in, it's What Guys Think.
What's up, guys? Listen to What Guys Think.
All right,
What Guys Think. The podcast that brings you the Coors Light and the Peronis on deck.
That's it. On a hot...
On a hot summer evening.
It is hot day. Yeah,
we're getting there.
Sweltering, sticky. Summer days like that we used to have back in the day.
Yeah.
Dog days, they called them.
The dog days.
Yes.
What's up, guys? We're bringing you our Uncle Rick today. He's here to join us for a little podcast episode.
Howdy.
Going to talk to us about the good old days.
The good old days. Yeah, I'm a little older than you guys, so, you know, have a long experience.
Exactly.
You know, many stories.
He's got stories from the 70s and the 80s and going back to it. Thinking about it now,
yeah,
I remember. Probably seems like it was yesterday, but it was not yesterday.
Well, it wasn't yesterday. That's the scary part, you know, when you look.
Time flies.
We were talking about dog days.
Hey, wait, just get closer, Rick.
Okay.
No, just put the mic closer.
Yeah, you can just put it right there.
You can sit back.
If you want to sit back and just put it, bring it closer to you. Just bring it to the edge of the table. There you go.
Yeah, there.
Good.
There was a movie called Dog Day Afternoon. I don't know if you ever heard of it. With Al Pacino.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually saw them filming it. And my sister was in it. She was an extra. Like, you know, one of the people in the crowd that was screaming in the back, if you remember.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a scene when... you know, because it was a true story. There was a bank robbery in '72 in Brooklyn, and it was chaos. You know, the guy demanded so many things from the police, and it was crazy.
Yeah.
So he wound up getting shot. Well, somebody wound up getting killed, and they made a movie out of it.
Oh, wow!
And Al Pacino starred in it. Yeah.
The guy who got shot, or he played the guy?
And he played the actual man. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that's. I haven't seen it.
Oh, you never saw Dog Day? You got to see it. Oh, it's. I can't explain it to you because you have to really see it, what it was like. And
My Uncle Rick saw enough movies to make a whole list for me. So
he'd probably make his own movie by now.
If I never knew a movie I needed to watch the night of, I would just have to hit him up. And I feel like you would know one right away.
Tell me right away. You know, so many of them.
How's everything been, though?
Good. Not bad.
Yeah. You know, how's the quarantine been?
Yeah, how's it been with work?
Well, the thing is, I was essential. So I was going to work every day, you know. And Janet is home working. My wife, she's working home. So she's... you know, just doing her thing.
Doing what Billy's doing every day.
Yeah.
I know, both of us.
Sitting over here in the office.
Yeah. You know, and from what I understand, it's like a watchdog. You know, they watch everything you do, and, you know, you're on like a timer. They can see what time you go to the bathroom, or, you know, there's like a stream.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they count her clicks.
Yeah.
Her time away and every
time away.
Yeah, she's always on top. It's number one. That's my wife. But I guess there must have been a reason, because people would disappear for 2 hours thinking, you know.
Oh, I'm thinking that they can get away with it since they're home now.
Exactly.
So what would happen if the power went out? You would just have to let them know? Like, would they
do it? Pay
deducting, imagine.
No, right. I hope not.
Right. They would just, you know that that was happening.
I know it's getting hot and people did not want to wear a mask, but luckily, you know, a lot of the places in Jersey mandated the mask, like, to lift.
Yeah.
Don't have to wear it inside.
Well, that's the thing. And, you know, people give you, like, you know, the whale eye if you don't have it when you walk into a store. Or
it's because we're all, like, conditioned for over a year to have them on.
Well, it's weird.
And now it's mask off. You know, and now we're like, oh, God.
I'm kind of used to now always having it. You know, in the beginning, I was like,
it's him, bam.
Yeah.
I would... get out of the car and then run back in the car.
Because you forgot it.
Yeah. And, you know, you can't pull one of these. I forgot my mask. You know,
that's true.
You don't want to do that. So I always have one on hand in my pocket.
Yeah.
Because at work, they would give us like...
Oh, yeah. I'll always bring
every
one.
Week, they give us a box of 50. I must have like a thousand of them. Yeah.
I have to. I know. But it's good to... It was weird. It was really weird because we went out to the bar because we were like, do you have your mask? My girlfriend, we went out to... It was like one of her friend's birthdays. And there was this, you ever been to 10th Ave in Asbury? It was like a taco place. 10th Ave in Asbury. Oh, no, it was in Belmar. So it was like a taco place, but it's like a restaurant. But at night they had a bar open, but it was closed for the pandemic. So they opened up the bar section, and like no one's wearing a mask inside. And they put up the sign like "mask are optional." Oh, it was weird, man. Oh, like the first day, I was like being around everybody. I was
mask
like,
wow. Optional. Imagine you were
mask optional.
Before it was the clothes optional. Now it's masks.
Now it's because you're walking the store. It'll say, you know, most stores though. It says, you know, please wear your mask.
No, yeah, still. Like, I mostly, if it's the majority or if that's the, you know, how it is.
Right.
I don't mind wearing it. And especially if it's AC in there. Yeah. But if it's, like, being outside when it's, like, 1,000 degrees, it's a lot harder.
Right.
I didn't mind in the winter because then it kept my face warm.
Yeah.
I was like, ah, this ain't that bad of an idea now. Wear now.
Yeah. And I have the blue ones, you know, because from work, you know. So you always do the smell test. This one good? No. Dump.
I know.
Put this one on, yeah.
I know. I guess, I have to constantly keep cleaning my mask.
I know.
I went to the movies for the first time. Billy went before me. He went to go see Mortal Kombat.
I saw Mortal Kombat.
They made like a Mortal Kombat.
Oh yeah.
They did like redid the movie with some new actors, but it was funny. It was good. It was good.
It was good.
But I went to go see A Quiet Place. Did you see the first Quiet Place?
I didn't get to see that yet.
No.
So it's did you ever see The Office?
Yeah.
So the guy who plays Jim directs this movie, and he stars in it, like the first one.
Okay.
And
Jack Ryan.
Yeah, yes.
Is that Jack Ryan?
Uh-huh. He's good. He's good. Director too. Like if he made this whole thing like from scratch, I think he wrote it too.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. And it's basically about like an alien invasion, but it picks up from like it already happened.
Okay.
So there's these monsters, and they can hear like they can literally hear this. Like if they hear like their hearing is like through the roof, mm-hmm. like the best ears
right,
in the world.
Right.
So they can't speak unless they're underground or like in a room that's like sealed.
Mm-hmm.
So any type of noise, like these bottles falling over, they would know that we were inside.
Yeah, they come right in.
What do they look like?
They're like, I'm trying to think.
Like nightmare kind of creatures looking.
Oh, they look like spiders.
They look like, like grasshoppers, right?
Like a grasshopper that's made out of like steel.
Steel.
Oh, okay. So they're almost like a praying mantis.
And they kind of crawl really fast, like a tarantula.
There you go.
But they got like big teeth, and they're like covered in armor.
Oh.
So they don't know how to get them, but they figure out how to get them.
That's smaller.
They're like the size of probably like the couch, like length, but like height, they're probably like up to the ceiling.
Oh wow!
So they're like big.
Oh okay. Yeah. It's scary stuff.
And they don't. I think they're not like they don't probably do anything besides hunt. I think that's because they. I don't think they weren't from the second one. Is about like they tell you how they got there.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I didn't get to see that part.
A meteor is coming down in like the trailer, so you can assume that they're not
from
the planet.
What is it on? Is it on Netflix? Or?
You can watch. I don't know. You can't yet. You have to see it in the theater. That's why we wanted to go.
What's the name of it again?
A quiet place.
Okay.
But it's funny because the whole movie, like, they have to be quiet. There's barely any dialogue.
So it kind of makes you feel like I shouldn't talk in the movie.
Oh wow.
Because it's so quiet.
Because I'm trying to eat my popcorn and I'm like,
it's like
the bag's like.
Oh wow. Oh, so you have to be really quiet.
So as soon as the movie got out, we were screaming. We were like, oh, because usually you say like, wow, that was good.
Wow,
like
that's great scene.
But you don't even want to talk. Mm. But the scenes are so intense because there's like. In the second one, there's like three different things happening at once. So you're like, what the fuck's going to happen?
Oh, wow.
But it was good, though. I liked it.
That sounds like something. I'll check it out.
Yeah. Have you been watching anything being at home? Any shows or series or anything?
Yeah, we're watching. Right now, we're watching The Queen of the South.
Yeah. Which my parents told me you put them on it.
Oh, wow.
That's good. What is it? Yeah.
Teresa Mendoza. It's actually based on a true story. She's the queen of a cartel.
Oh, wow.
And she starts from, like, you know, just like a Mexican mule or runner, right. And she's very smart, and she worked her way all the way up to the top, and her predecessor, her boss is Camila Vargas.
Okay.
Now she basically runs the whole show, and she likes her, so she takes her in, you know. It's just she builds around her, and then she breaks away, and then she starts to build her own empire.
Right.
Nice.
And it just gets crazy. It's a roller coaster.
Damn.
You know,
is it like one of those like something happens and then like a whole
so many things happen.
Yeah,
I mean,
I love those kind of
you
shows.
You know, this just
what kind of cartel is it? It's the
Colombian. Yeah, Mexico. It starts in Mexico and then it works away. You know, she's all over the place.
I mean,
she'll expand. There's five seasons, and the girl that plays the part is amazing.
Right.
I'm up to season four now. Now she's in New Orleans, so she already made it up to the top, you know. And it's just incredible, you know. There's so many villains in it, yeah. you know. But you're talking about, like, you know, the way she's moving her product.
Right.
She puts it in a liquid, like a tequila.
You oh, know? Really?
Yeah, and that's her, her way to ship it. Yeah, yeah, and you wouldn't know what it is until it gets to, you know, wherever the destination, and then there's a way to make it into powder. You know,
that's, oh,
so
wow.
it's
what?
Under the radar. Oh my God!
No way. Yeah, that was yeah. a true story,
or is it? I don't know if that was true. If that's the actual way she moved it, yeah. but she is alive.
Right.
You know, and she's only that's in crazy. Her early 60s.
So what they do? Like heat up the wort to like it dehydrate.
Well, they made it look like regular came. Tequila, and she packaged it, you know, in that's bottles. Nice. You know, yeah, right. it's insane.
If that's possible, then.
Oh my God!
Uh-oh.
But I was watching. You know what was
yeah,
crazy?
Yeah, well, it's liquid. It's yeah. liquid turned into powder. You know, so I don't know if that's Hollywood. You know, I didn't really look into it, but
there's probably some video on like explaining like how they could do it.
Right.
I was watching Narcos, and I know it came out like 4 years ago now.
Right. Right.
But it was so cool. Like, cause they, I know it's like, you know, it's Hollywood, but it really happened. Like with oh, everything
yeah.
with Escobar.
Yeah.
But just how they
Medellin, Tatel.
Yeah. Yeah, the yeah, where he was yeah. from. How they shipped everything, like, mm-hmm. and how much money they made, like how they just.
You know, they said that there's pockets of money, bags of money that
still unfound.
That he himself buried, you
right?
know, cash, because he had so much of it, yeah. you know. So there's treasures, like, you know, little people are still doing egg hunts. You know,
it's yeah, true. Yeah, this, I saw he was. Like they said, they were showing farmers like picking it up, like just from like doing their job, and then yeah. they were coming across the money, and they're like, "Oh, this must be the cartel's yeah. money."
Oh, Pablo, yeah, and they were ruthless. You know, of course, it's not like the mafia.
No.
You know, you only kill who they want to kill.
Right.
But this is they go into family. They, you know, it's ruthless. You know, so it's not a. You
yeah,
know,
it was never. It was. It didn't end well for him, but it, I feel
no.
like it doesn't really end well
no,
for many.
No, he had his own compound. You know,
I couldn't believe that he went to jail in his own jail.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
He
then he got out.
Say, I was like, and didn't he have like? Was he the one with the railroad station?
No, that's the guy. That's El Chapo.
El Chapo yeah. did that. Yeah.
Matter of fact, it was on the news the other day. His
was it?
His wife. There's something going on with her. You know, I don't know if she's on the inside or something.
Right.
But I mean, he was worth a lot of money, and
he's still is he still oh, he's in he's is in, he in prison now?
Yeah,
or is he
he's in Marion. You know, I one of those yeah. like
super max
yeah.
security prisons because he got out of yeah. the first one, right? Was that in America? That wasn't in America.
No,
he got out
no,
now.
No, no. That's why he didn't want to come here.
Right.
Once okay. he came here, they took him.
Then they screwed.
Yeah, they took him here, and they you know, he was on super lock.
I wonder if he's still able to run things.
Well, back then, you know, like I said, there's places in Texas. You know, that there's a lot of underground tunnels that
right.
they move. You know, matter of fact, in this series, there was a spot where they were able to go in. And, you know, you could pop up anywhere. You can pop up, you know, you go in Mexico, and then you come up in, like, a gas station, you
yeah.
know, or in the back of a, you know, donut shop.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, and it's not many miles. You know, and these people are willing to... dig, you know, holes to get the job done.
Exactly.
You know?
And they'll do right by their boss just because they know that that's what they're supposed to do.
I think it's only like maybe 2 or 3 miles, you know, maybe even less than that, depending on, you know, where the border is. But
yeah, like the show, at least we have some entertainment, like being locked up, you know, for that whole year. So it was a good time. But it was good going back to the movies, though, because it was so weird being in there.
Oh, God.
I know.
The tiger, what was it? The tiger.
Yeah,
tiger?
Tiger King.
He's got prostate King. Cancer now.
No,
I think so.
He?
Yeah, there was something.
I think
he
got the virus when he first got locked up too.
Got the virus.
I don't know if that was fake.
And then I heard something about Carol Baskin having her own show.
Oh my God!
What's that?
There was a. What's I think that? She got in trouble because they like reopened the case about her killing her own husband or something. That whole thing was funny.
The fact is, you know, I mean, everything points to her.
Right.
You know,
no,
they're saying that, you know, you see what she did. And, you know, what they show you is it's amazing. You know, they have these animals. You know, he was a wacky, you know.
Right.
But,
yeah.
you know, you got to watch it, and it became so popular. And so many people watched it, you know. And
yeah.
they knew all about it. And they see he kind of got a bum deal. You know, they threw him away for, what, 10 years for what he did?
Yeah.
You know. But.
What was it like going back to, like, the movies? Like, what was it like going to the movies back in the day? Like, do you remember, like, like growing up?
Yeah, well, like I said, it was, you know, back then we only had regular television. So,
where are you from, too? That's what.
Well, like, Brooklyn. Yeah, yeah. Born and raised. You know, born and raised in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Just so and people know.
Yeah, we were originally from. Let me see. I don't know if you want to call it Crown Heights. It was Clawson Avenue, and Willoughby.
Right,
and
Willoughby.
Yeah. Yeah, my Willoughby. Dad always says Willoughby because of.
Oh,
they had a scene with Willoughby.
Oh,
what's it called? I can't even
Willoughby Street.
Twilight Zone.
Oh, Twilight Zone. Yeah. Okay. Well, there's a Pace University. That's where we were across the street.
Right.
And I think it was the 6ix9ine. What's that TV show? 6ix9ine. Well, it was a cop show.
I'm thinking of a cop show.
Yeah, it was on television.
The funny one.
No, yeah, right. Which
Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Reno. 911.
It's the guy from Saturday Night Live.
It was Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That's
yeah. Well, actually, I lived originally down the block from that.
That's, oh wow.
Yeah, that was the one.
Oh, that's
and then
funny.
In 1964, my mother moved to Flatbush.
Yeah.
Coney Island Avenue and East 8th Street.
Right.
And that's basically where, you know, raised right in
like,
the center.
I know you're like Coney Island number one fan.
Yeah, we always going to Coney Island. Always that was that thing, you know. And it was really a good childhood, you know.
What was the movies like?
Everything like if a blockbuster was coming out,
right?
Like say for instance Rocky, you know, that would be the big thing, you know, Rocky in 75.
Yeah.
So, you know,
Sylvester Stallone.
You know, yeah.
Rocky come out. How you doing?
The big opening, he normally would open it up sometimes it, you know, it would be Christmas, but Rocky's used to open like Thanksgiving.
Okay, like near the holidays.
Yeah, either the day after or that weekend. So, I mean, everybody would cause you go online.
Oh, and, yeah.
You know, so they would start at 12 o'clock. Line would be around the corner.
Yeah.
You know, and this is probably, I would say, I don't even think the multiplexes were open then.
There was no claim in my seat.
It was just like one movie
the
theater.
First one there.
Right.
You know, before they whacked them all, they whacked up all the beautiful Lowe's, Kings, you know.
They were
tremendous movies back in the day.
Yeah.
They were elaborate. They made them like, you know, for one show, matinees.
Yeah.
You know, they were so big, they were able to make them into three or four.
Wow.
But back then it would be one, so it would fit, you know, I guess 5,000 people on the set. And you get your ticket, you know. It's not like today where you can call up. You know,
yeah. No,
you'd have
to
physically go there and wait online.
You got to, yeah.
Here's
gotta,
my seat.
Yeah, you'd have to give, you know, you know, have to give your friend Joe, here's money, you know, pick up a ticket.
Yeah,
I got
to go get two tickets.
Yeah, we got the 12 o'clock. I'll be there, you know, midnight, all right. So, you know, that was cool, you know. And then you'd wait online and you'd see it and all of that, you know. But I remember, the Kung Fu movies, the Bruce Lee movies were
right.
cool, too. And they had them all along Flatbush Avenue.
Yeah.
You know, there was a whole line of movie theaters back then.
That's cool, yeah. The last thing I saw with Bruce Lee was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Did you see it?
I don't have seen that.
Have
I?
It's with DiCaprio with Brad Pitt.
Oh yes,
yes.
When they
yes,
had that scene with right. Bruce Lee, they did. Yes. It wasn't, you know, it was realistic, but they
right.
just
right. Oh, the guy that was fighting. Up. Yeah.
They had like a.
What was the movie called?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. It was a very long movie.
I thought you were just saying.
Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt was in it.
Brad Pitt. Yeah.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, he played DiCaprio's stunt double.
Kicked Bruce Lee's ass.
But Bruce Lee was talking. They were having a fight about if he would beat Muhammad Ali. I think that's what it was. That was always a talk back then, right? That was like always
well, Muhammad Ali, you know, that's boxing and you know, judo.
Yeah, it's two different
things. I mean, you know, if he was able to get a couple of kicks in. But
I wanted to ask you, did you see the thing with Mayweather? I don't know if you watched it.
No, you know what? I knew it was on, but I thought it was Saturday. So if I knew it was on Sunday, I would have watched it. But I heard it was boring.
It was. Like, I didn't see it, but the fight with Mayweather and Logan Paul.
Yeah, it's for views.
Logan Paul is
$50, eight rounds.
He's just a YouTuber,
exhibition
right? Exhibition match, right?
It was an exhibition, no winner, unless knockout, I guess. I don't know if that was the rule.
Well, that was the rule. They said that.
Yeah.
You know, and I heard after the fight, Mayweather said, listen, the guy's 50 pounds heavier than him.
He looked like a giant next to him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and he had to keep him off him. I mean, you know, pound for pound, you know, Mayweather supposedly is the best fighter, because all he does is he's a very defensive. He knows how to duck.
Even with that weight difference and the what was he saying? That he had like 8 inches on him or something like that.
Right.
He still lost in every round. Yeah.
But I mean, in reality, if you have a strong heavyweight, of course he's going to beat up a flyweight. You know,
yeah, of course.
He's just like, what one?
He's got 100 pounds on him.
Right. I mean, I personally like middleweight fights because they're so fast. Or even you know, not featherweight, but, you know, light middleweight.
Right.
Because they're quick. But the weight class has changed so much. You know, back then, when you think about Rocky Marciano.
Right.
You know, Rocky.
Rocky.
You know, it was the one with Eddie Murphy, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they always talk about that funny scene.
Right.
But Rocky Marciano, I think, was maybe 200 pounds.
Yeah.
But back in the 50s, in 1950, that was considered a heavyweight. Today, a cruiserweight, not even a super heavyweight. Super heavyweight started 230.
Yeah,
you know, so the weight change, changed back then, because back then it was just like, you know, middleweight, heavyweight, you know, and lightweight.
Yeah,
you know, I don't think there was many classes, and everything changed. But you know, they always say,
I don't know what they were
feeding them. Yeah, that show on Mike Tyson was very good. It was on Channel 7.
Yeah, I didn't.
It's
a
series.
I know. Jamie Foxx is playing him.
He's making a movie.
Right?
He's making a movie.
Yeah, I heard he's getting really built.
When is that coming out?
He looks great. Probably next year.
Okay.
You know, there's a story about Tyson. My brother-in-law at the time, he passed away. His very good friend, I would say late 70s. He was an amateur boxer, and
right.
He was upstate New York. And I'll never forget. The talk was, when I saw, his name was Frankie. He said that there's this guy called Mike Tyson. He's going to be the heavyweight champion of the world.
Wow.
And I was like, you know, I just remembered the name. And I said, where is this? He says, he's upstate at this facility with Custom Auto, this and that. And, you know, this is so long ago.
You would never know.
And when every time they show you the clip.
You would just say, yeah, whatever.
All right, sounds good.
Of course. And Mike sitting around the table. Because
yeah.
He was 12 years old when he went up there. And there's Frankie sitting at the table. So I knew, after I saw that, I was
like,
wow.
Like, yep.
He didn't lie. You know, it wasn't bullshit.
But he was built like a tank to begin with. Even when he was young, he looked like a torpedo.
He was always a killer, yeah.
Well, if you see the show, it's kind of sad. You see how Mike, you know, how he was raised, and, you know, he was picked on. You know?
Yeah.
He was 7 years old, and, you know, his mother would come up with, you know, drunks in the house, and it was a bad childhood. And he was arrested so many times, juvenile stuff.
Right.
And then he was finally put away at some home, but he was good with his hands. Mm. So they said, listen, if you do good, we'll take you upstate and we'll train you how to fight. And that's what they did. He was 12 years old when they took him up there.
That's nuts. And was he built since like
he was very
age?
Strong. He was 190 pounds when he was like 12.
Oh my
so
God.
There's a part
made
where,
for it.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, one of the trainers sees him fighting in the corner, so he sees him punching the bag, you know, and he goes, see that kid over there? And he goes, yeah, that kid over there. He says, how old do you think he is? And he goes, I don't know, 18, 19. He's 12.
No,
and he went, get out of here. He came over and he looked at him and he could not believe it.
Yeah.
And then Cus knew, you know, Cus D'Amato was like,
strong.
You know, he was like a Bible. He was an old school man that knew everything about boxing. And he knew what he saw.
Right.
So, you know, he saw Mike like, picture like Michelangelo looking at like this big granite statue. I'm going to chip him in to be.
Yeah. For real.
And he did.
Yeah.
You know, and unfortunately, he died before Mike actually
made
won
it
his,
big?
Free,
oh,
well,
his first
before
fight?
He won the yeah
his
oh,
first
his
title
first fight.
Fight
yeah you know but he
well,
saw
that,
him
that gave him more dedication to win that match.
Maybe that's
Mike
why he
was
won.
So nervous when they put him on like his first amateur fight.
Yeah. Right.
I think he knocked the kid out in like 20 seconds. I mean, and then you saw how he fought, how he
right.
was
yeah,
trained.
Yeah, he's a haymaker.
He was amazing, you know. So, but if you ever get a chance, it's on, like I said, there's like a 6-part series. It's on Channel 7.
I think I might have watched it.
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks
yeah.
ago.
Yeah, because yeah. I watched like his progression and the fights.
Right.
And then, like,
that was the beginning, yeah. you know, and his, and Teddy Atlas was one of his trainers,
mm-hmm.
you know, Teddy's from Staten Island.
Okay.
And there was always a falling out. And I never knew what happened. And, you know, in the show, they tell you what happened with Mike.
Right.
He had did something stupid to one of his nieces. He grabbed her in a funny way, and
You know,
Teddy lost his mind, and you know, he threatened Mike, and then he was out. You know,
that was it.
That was it. Yeah.
I mean, you can't, like, you can't really mess with, you know, Mike.
No,
because that won't end well.
Well, he was a young kid, and he didn't know. He apologized. But the thing was, you know, what really happened was Teddy put a gun to his head.
Oh, wow.
And he said, if you ever touch, you know, my niece again, I'll kill you.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mike kind of smirked, and he actually let a round off.
No.
Yeah. And that, you know.
I'll do it.
Got him in a little bit of trouble, and cuss, you know.
Do you remember that movie with Denzel? I think it was American Gangster or something.
Yes, that was the name of it.
When he...
true story. About
when he wanted to get the money from Frank. Oh, no, Frank wanted to get the money from...
Frank Bonds? What was his name?
Frank Bonds.
They were at the diner, mm-hmm. I think, with all his... He said, excuse me for a second. Denzel walked out.
Right.
And he said, where's my money? And he said... he said he gave him like a jar of like the sugar from the diner, and he just put it on the ground.
Right, right.
He says, he's like right there. He's like, and then he wasn't given. He's like, come on, Frank. He's like, get the fuck out of here. And then he just pulled out his whatever it was. It was like an M911.
Right.
And he's like, what are you gonna shoot me, Frank? In front of all these people? And then bam, right,
shot
right. Oh, that was the big drug deal. That's right. That's how he became right.
And then he took the money right out of his. He took the money. Put the 20% and then put it back.
And like, put it back. It's been a while since I've seen that movie, that movie when Denzel was Training Day was my favorite.
Training Day was the best.
When he was like, King was Kong like, ain't got shit on me. I got pieces on all you bitches. That was the best.
He's like, it's not what you know. It's what you can prove. It's
what you can prove.
He was, right. I think that I can't think of another movie where he was that good, I think.
Oh god,
he was on just point.
Like, it was like a whole different person. Scene.
Oh my god, he was so good. You know, there's two endings to that.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
I know the
there's
ending.
The one where they shoot him up, and then there's another one where I think he gets away. I forget.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and who was the other kid? Who was the kid that played the
Ethan Hawke?
Ethan Hawke. Yeah, yeah. It was very good movie.
Oh my god, I love that movie to this day.
I got the chain.
I gotta go far.
He says, "All right."
So wait, was the original ending though? Was that when he got shot?
He got shot up.
He got shot up, and the other one, I think he got away, or they didn't kill him. I forget the exact
what happened.
And what was it like?
There's two endings to it.
It was on like the DVD type thing.
Yeah, you could probably pull it up on YouTube.
That's funny. I never saw
two endings. Yeah,
DVD.
DVD? Yeah. What's that?
Yeah, I guess they. You know what they do? They do screenings in the movie theaters.
See what the they see what the people like better.
Either it's boo-hoo or like you know that goes.
I don't like that.
Yeah,
you were talking about before we started about the Warriors.
Saturday Night Fever. I mean, I lived through it.
And you know
that
that
summer was probably one of the craziest summers. 77. It was the son of Sam. That's you know, A. Beam was the mayor. New York was in chaos.
New York was like what you said. It was like a taxi driver.
Oh my god!
Same thing.
Yeah, it
same
was bad. Thing. I mean, you know, it was bad. You know.
So what
gritty like, streets.
What you would know. You say that you were like? All right, things are getting bad. Like, what were you? What do you think you were seeing? That you were like, all right, this something's got to change.
You just knew, like, you know, the subways, graffiti, you know, just like grimy.
Was
I can see. Watch Death Wish. You know, Charles Bronson. Like,
the homeless blowjob didn't hit as much.
It was nuts. Yeah.
Too much teeth.
Well, taxi driver. You just watch taxi driver. You could see it. You know, but. And that's why in July 13th is when the lights went out.
Right.
And it was a
hot swell. That's where the song came from, too?
That's a disco song.
Where were you when the lights went
when
out?
When the lights went out in New York City. They said there was a lot of babies.
Babies made that night?
Not a lot.
That's funny. What else are you going to do? What time did they go out? You said
they going
to
do?
I think it was right around, like, right before it got dark.
Right.
I was in the shower. And in my house, a lot of times we would get the switch would blow because of the air conditions, you know, because we had them all over the house. And then we were like, all right. And I went, okay. I said, Dad, you know, he says, no, the whole block is out. Sure enough, you put the news on, 10-10 wins, New York's out. And when it's a hot summer night in New York City, it was like a powder keg went off.
Oh, no.
When I tell you, by 10 o'clock, they turned Bushwick into a war zone.
I can only imagine.
They broke into jewelry stores sneaker. And back then, it's not like flat screens. You're going down with a 500 pound television on your back.
Those things were heavy as shit.
Oh my God.
Holding them over their heads.
And back then, they didn't have like the accordion, the storefronts, you know. I mean, you know how they come down now? They were just like, you know, those scissors. So you just rip them up underneath.
Go right under.
Yeah.
When do you ever see those? Waste of time. You can always rip those off.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and, you know, that started a chaos. And then it went on.
That was just the start. And how long was the blackout?
It went on till, I think, 24 hours. You know, it went on. Yeah. It was.
But the whole city.
The whole city.
Just imagine trying to.
What was it from? Did they ever say? Like,
it was something upstate. It was something went out.
I saw a hit of Transformer.
Yeah, Transformer blew out. And it just clicked every borough.
What are the odds of that?
I don't know if that ever happened again.
Yeah.
You know, anything's possible.
How sweaty were you, Rick?
Oh, God.
He took a shower.
I remember we went up to Flappish Avenue, and all you hear was glass breaking and everything. And we just wound up coming back to the neighborhood and hanging out. You know, we had a radio and just, you know.
Hanging out.
Yeah, because we didn't know, like, what was going on at the time.
Right.
You know. And somebody had Scott Muni on. It was WNEW FM. That was a rock and roll station.
Yeah.
And he was giving us the play-by-play.
Yeah, you know, just like what was going on.
You know, and that was a crazy summer, you know.
Did everything come back on at once? Like the whole episode, or was it like,
well, yeah, I guess, you know, everything started coming on. Everything came back. But by then, I just remember in the morning, it was bad.
100 degrees. Yeah. Glass everywhere in the street.
Oh, yeah, it was glass everywhere. Depending on what neighborhood you're in, you know. Not all neighborhoods.
No, yeah.
In parts of Brooklyn, Bushwood got it the worst.
Right.
The urban areas got hit hard.
Of course.
You know. But, yeah,
and Billy, growing up, you know, we would play, you know, wiffle ball and, like tackle, twin touch on the lawn. Like, we would do a bunch of stuff.
Just regular sports.
Yeah. What was usually, like, the everyday summer?
Everyday thing with us, it was the best. We ran out of the house because I lived down a block from the schoolyard. So we were either playing handball, basketball. You know, we were playing softball, and I got winners on the court,
right?
You know, nonstop.
Yeah, winners, yeah.
Yeah, and then that would be it. We'd play all day long, you know. And summertime was the best because my friend Ernie would sell. He was the fireworks kid on the block.
He would what, sell them?
Yeah. So like, you know, here I am, like 11 years old, with like 15 cents in my pocket. Hey, Ernie, can I have two M80s and
M80s.
Three pineapples? You know, I'm sitting.
How much were they selling them for? Like, it was just a couple cents, or was it?
Yeah, it was pennies. I mean, that's, you know, great. And then, you know, you had a couple of dollars when you got older, so we used to buy the mats.
Oh, my God.
And we would get everything. I mean, we get like a gross of Blockbusters.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you think about it, it's dangerous. How crazy, you know. I would be sitting in my garage, like back then, the Band-Aid boxes used to be made out of metal.
Right.
So I'm opening, like, you know, filling them up, taping it.
Yep.
And my father,
like, I'll never forget,
I had my crate Schwinn bicycle, like, you know, back then. And I'm going up, and he knew I was up to something. And it was like a block away. When I lit this thing, and I tell you, it was so loud, I actually got scared.
You were like,
you know, because happened. It was delayed, because you put, like, the match and you tape it.
Was it a fuse?
Yeah, it was like a fuse. You stuck them there. So we lit it, and then once the fuse disappeared, that was it. You waited. And we put it on the handball court, had a crack in the wall. And when that thing went off, it was the loudest thing I ever heard. My father knew. He goes, "Was that you?" I said, "No, that wasn't me."
I would have been shit myself.
There's a dog outside. He cracked.
It must have been. My dad told me that one day in the barbershop, I think it was the 4th of July, and someone had a flare gun or something like that.
Right.
And they said they popped it outside, like, after at night. They went out and shot it off. They said it was the fucking brightest thing in the sky.
Oh, my God.
Probably lit the whole area up.
Sure. You know, that's like May Day.
Those are for the planes the
Titanic.
To pass by.
Right, yeah, the Titanic. Yeah. Make sure you come pick me up. Yeah,
imagine that. Like, oh, it's morning?
Yeah. It's like... It's the biggest silver jet in the world. Oh, man. So those are fun days, though. I mean, and...
Did you guys do any good pranks or anything like that?
I did so many pranks. Forget about it. I know. It's crazy. But what was cool is the moped craze was nuts.
This was
before you had, mopeds, there were no rules. So everybody was running wild. My sister's ex-husband, he had this place in Manhattan Beach. It was called Mad Moped Motors. And all he had was mopeds. He'd rent them.
You know, and
they were nice, you know.
Mopeds.
And, you know, he filled it up with gas and you went everywhere. I think it was like $40 for a couple of hours or whatever.
That's great.
And we would drive all over the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Go up 86th Street. Mm-hmm. 86th Street, you know, I don't know if you know, that was the big cruising spot.
Like, why? What was the reason? It was just
the... It was the disco days, you know, when they made Saturday Night Fever.
You know,
there was that whole time when you were growing up, you know, if you had a cool car, you'd go up and all the girls would hang out and have the music going. Yeah. And they just had like... they just had a big party last week. It was all over YouTube.
Right. Oh, and everybody down there.
Yeah, it was on 86th Street. Everybody had their Cadillacs out. So Joe Causey from KTU.
Yeah.
He was there. So it was like a big event. It was over the weekend. But, you know, when you're living through it, it's just, you know, just like that. I said, you went to 86th Street, you cruised up and down, you went down Kings Highway.
Yeah.
So one night, we're on the mopeds and we're zipping around.
So I believe, gang.
I think we were on... I think it was 92nd Street. I'm not sure if it was because it used to be a White Castle on 86th and Stillwell, and then there was one on 92nd and 5th. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, but in the movie, at the end of the movie, they're in White Castle, Travolta and everybody, and they're jumping up and down, and they're supposedly barking like dogs.
Yeah.
So we actually saw them filming that.
Well, that's hilarious.
So I'm on the moped. I'm like, "What's going on?" He said, "John Travolta." I said, "John Travolta." He's a sweat hog, you know. They're making a disco movie. I didn't get it. So we're watching, and I was like, all right, and we just pulled away.
That's so funny.
It became such a big
deal. Biggest movie, at the time.
Right.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Did you go see it, and you're like, hey, I was there.
Was it, like, instantly, like, a big movie, like, when it came out, or was it, did it take a while?
No, in Brooklyn it was, because everybody knew it was about Brooklyn, and it was about 2001 Space Odyssey, which was really a nothing club.
Uh-huh.
It's just that they had picked it because of the dance floor.
Yeah.
And it became so popular, you know, because of that movie. And, of course, the dance.
Yeah.
And Aunt Janet's very good friends. In the movie, there's three couples. I don't know if you remember the dance. They did a dance-off.
Yeah, the dance-off.
So there was this girl, I think her name was Buttons, and they knew her. They knew her from the neighborhood.
Wow.
And she was actually in the movie.
That's so funny. I wonder how they did the recruiting. I wonder if they just went up to be, like, maybe they found people in the street.
They might have just known, you know, because they were hustlers. They hustled dance.
Right. Or maybe they actually went into the clubs and, like, maybe that's what they did.
They could have been there, you know. And Monty Rock the Third, you know, there was a big disco song. He was the DJ in the movie. You know?
Right.
And some of the people who worked there were actually in the movie, you know, the bouncer.
Exactly,
Answer me this, Rick. Was everyone born knowing how to dance those moves back then? Or was it just like...
It was just freestyle.
But it was just... I feel like in all the movies, it's like they had a routine.
Yeah,
right?
if you know how to hustle dance, you were cool.
Yeah.
You know, that was the thing.
That's what
everybody
says.
Freestyle came a little bit later. Yeah. That was like more of... Late 70s, early 80s, you know.
Was it a certain person that, like, started the hustle? Or was it a group of people?
No, it actually was all an underground thing. I mean, from what I understand, like, you know, a lot of the gay clubs early on, in the early 70s, that's where the dance craze really
started.
You know, and that's where that music came from.
Right.
You know, and before that, you know, the pop music they used to hear on the radio.
Yeah.
So a lot of the underground stuff became popular.
Yeah.
You know, so if you were in the know, you know, where to go, what clubs to listen, you know, where they would play the radio. And normally, like, WBLS was a black-owned radio station, so that's where you would hear all the club music.
Yeah.
And on AM radio, there was, I think it was called WWRL. They used to play a lot of, like, Kool and the Gang.
Yeah.
You know, all of the cool music, you know.
They had the Humpty Hump on there.
The Humpty Hump. I actually saw them film, there was a piece of The Warriors, the movie The Warriors.
In Coney Island? Or was it in...
It wasn't actually in Coney Island. I was going down 15th Avenue in Brooklyn in Bay Ridge, and I see this light set up. It was a rainy night.
Yeah.
And I'm looking, and I see, I pulled over. I said, they're making a movie. It's called The Warriors.
Yeah.
So in the movie, there's a scene where they're supposed to be in the Bronx. They're being chased by somebody, you know. I forget the names of the... Remember the gangs?
Right,
You know, the guys that had the baseball bats.
Yeah, the Bruisers.
Like, come on, baby. Remember, our lips were like, you know, it's time to get to Coney.
Right.
Yeah.
That was perfect.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's time to get them.
Yeah.
That was good. You know, that was good.
You only got time to get home.
Yeah.
So,
comes out after dark.
Yeah, right. So the kid comes, it's a guy and his girlfriend. They were the two being chased. I forget their names. And he comes running out, and there's a scene where they throw a Molotov cocktail at right. them and the car blows up. And it was just a little poof, a little flame, a little glass. You know, I'm like, that's it, you know. But in the movies, it's like.
Movies, yeah,
because they just redo it.
Yeah, and I said, I remember that. I saw them filming that.
They were throwing it.
You know, and it's so funny because every time it's on, I told my wife, she looks at me, she goes, here we go again. All right, you saw it, and we pause it, and I go.
Hey, I was over there in that corner.
Because there's a scene. If you look up, it says 15th Avenue and 62nd Street in the corner.
Yeah.
On the in the background.
Yeah.
So I said, they're not in the Bronx. They're in Brooklyn.
They're lying. Yeah, I know. I always think about it too. Like, where are they really? Yeah. It's like, because they could probably could just be anywhere.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I love that when they're making a movie. It's like, you know, it's supposed to be like, you know, in the 30s and all of a sudden, like, you know, Corvette goes on in the background.
Right.
Or someone has a watch on.
Yeah.
Or like, you know,
a Bic lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Bic. You know, something, you know. Like, there's people who watch movies to check that shit out, to find out.
I love
know.
That, yeah.
Yeah, and if I think in Game of Thrones, someone had their iPhone on the table or something like that.
They had coffee cups and water bottles.
Yeah.
I think...
He says, wait a minute, he has an electric start. They didn't have that.
The horses.
The horses.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that in, I think it was in Gladiator, there was that scene with the horse when they had to use the... The horse had to like flip over or something like that, like right. the cage. But when it flipped over, you could see like the canisters that like bursted it open, like oh. where the flip.
Oh, okay.
So I guess they.
In other words, the air to make it. Oh,
right, to automate, yes. like for them to do the effect. Right. But I was like, you know, I like finding that stuff.
Oh, of course. Just makes you realize, you know, like, and you say, wait, was that one? Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
You know, today with the CGI, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah. They could take everything out.
Oh, God.
And now they're making people who are, like, 80 years old look like they're back to the 30s again. Yeah, like,
that's pretty cool. You know, with the movie with
Irishman.
The Irishman, you know, mm-hmm. it was okay. You know, I mean, that's another movie that they blew up to be this big blockbuster.
Right,
you know, to make it like Goodfellas.
I wouldn't say Goodfellas it was, like that.
Was Goodfellas one of the best, you know, that we all know that. It's only because who was in it, you know, and... You know, and half of it they say wasn't even true. They said that he wasn't even the guy. Shannon wasn't really the guy that killed
what's it
Hoffa. Called?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, there's so many conspiracy about that.
Yeah, nobody will really know, right?
Yeah.
Unless the people who did it do.
Right. So who really knows the truth?
You watched The Sopranos.
Yeah.
When it first came out. Like, did you watch it then?
I knew right away it was going to be a hit, you know.
And
it's a difficult situation.
Yeah.
You know, with Paulie and everything.
You're looking fat. I watched the clips all day.
Remember, you're looking fat.
You're looking fat, yeah.
Oh, there's too many one-liners. You know, my friend Richie always sends me these clips. Like, every other day, it's like, oh, my God, I remember this. So I really want to go back and watch the whole thing again.
It is good.
Maybe you start having a salad.
Oh, that's the
thing. It's like, you're fat. It's an amazing thing. This brick's got to go. You know, Paulie was a guy. But he was for real, though. He was a neighborhood guy. My uncle.
I assumed, but I just didn't really look into it. Like,
my uncle used to bet like in OTB on Bay Parkway in Brooklyn.
No way.
He was a neighborhood guy.
Wow. That's hilarious. And they had him in the show.
Yeah. Well, he was in a couple of shows. He was in Goodfellas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you know, he's in the background.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, he was in a couple of them. He was in The Raging Bull.
Yeah.
Which was another great movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen. I would have to look again.
Yeah. It's the background stuff until they put him up front.
I saw that they're making The Saints of Newark. Which is
yes, that's
that?
Gandolfini's son.
Yeah, James Gandolfini, who played Tony, his son, his real son, is playing him as a kid,
as
like
a
growing
young kid
up.
Growing up.
Yeah, and they're having
back.
The original cast, like they're playing, people are playing the cast of The Sopranos, like when during back in the day.
Yeah, they want to go before, you know, when
before
it all started.
Before it all started, yeah.
You know?
Right.
Because everybody loved it so much, you know. It was such a shame that he died, you know, as such a young man. Yeah,
bless his soul.
Yeah, man. You know, he's a great actor.
I think the last movie he did, I think, was with Tom Hardy. It was called, like, The Drop.
Oh,
did
yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I think so.
And I forgot. I haven't seen it in so long.
Right.
But, yeah, I think it was 2013 that was the last one.
Right. They said he was nothing like the character, you know.
It seems like he's
a sweet guy, like very.
Yeah, but it just seems like he is that. Like that's just his normal.
That's how good it is because he was a you know, impending. He was a big guy.
Yeah,
you know, 6'5". You see how big he is. You know?
How he was
6'5". Yeah, he was a big man. You know, intimidating.
And he was wide too. He's like a fridge.
Yeah, he didn't get to
like
the door.
Like that pun. He's sitting there. Remember, we were sitting there with the he was eating peanut butter.
Yeah,
it was on his belly.
Yeah,
stomach.
And he's breathing heavy. Christopher, what are you doing over there?
What are you doing? We got no more gabagool. I know, but it was good. I know, you know, you've seen a lot of the movies like, you know, Saturday Night Fever and like The Warriors, like them filming. But have you ever, like ran into a celebrity back in the day?
Yes, I have. It was pretty cool. My at the time, it was 1980. Mm. Rod Stewart. Everybody knows
Rod Stewart. I know Rod Stewart.
He was singing in Madison Square Garden. And at the time, my sister's husband, Derek, who was not with us today, may he rest easy, he was driving limousine.
Okay.
Rod was staying in a house somewhere, some park somewhere. I don't know where it was. It was a house.
Right.
So he wanted to come out and, you know, just come out and hang out. So my sister at the time was living in Manhattan Beach, and she had her backyard was Brighton One. It was like Bay One. It was like, you know, I was at Yard. So I get a phone call. I was home, and my sister said, if you want to meet Rod Stewart, you could take one friend.
That's crazy.
And I was like, what? You know, and I said, Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
You know,
take me.
Do You Think I'm Sexy was like the number one on the radio. Yeah. I mean, it was like, you know, sugar. You know the song, right? So now I call my friend Steven, and I tell him, I said, we go there. And, you know, we're 18 years old. You know, we're being stupid. I didn't know what they asked. I mean, Maggie May, that's the only song I knew.
Right.
You know, that and the other one. So, but it was from what I remember, he was sitting outside. You know, he had the leopard pants on. You know, and he, you know, there was other people that asking questions about, you know, more stuff. But,
And he was just hanging out?
Yeah, he was just hanging out. He didn't want to go in the house. I remember my
sister. That's funny.
He felt weird going in the house because he was like claustrophobic because he just wanted to hang out outside.
Right.
And then, and I think they took him to the city after that. But, you know, he stopped by for a little bit, you know.
Do you remember what you were just asking about music? Like,
I don't even think I even asked him anything. I just kind of like
say it alone.
Just vibing with him.
Just hanging out.
Yeah, was just hanging out. I remember he was shaking. He had like this guttural thing.
Really?
Yeah, it was weird. Wow. I remember that. He was like, yeah, you know.
It's things you don't see. I mean.
Yeah, you know.
What do you think it was, tics or drugs?
Who knows?
I mean,
but I remember he had the leopard pants on. Yeah. He wasn't kicking any soccer balls, that's for sure.
Okay.
That's his thing, you know.
Right.
He was a Scotsman.
My dad told me one time that when he was in his he said there was more. He met a lot of people, like not like
Schwarzenegger.
You know, yes, he met Arnold.
I met Arnold,
and you met Arnold too, right at the gym.
Yeah, and that was all around the same time. There was a place called Bath Beach Bodybuilding,
right?
Pete Caputo's. It was on Avenue U,
mm-hmm.
And I was working out with my friend Richie Rod. May he rest easy. Richie was the type of guy, he didn't care about anything.
Okay.
So we knew Arnold was coming in for a seminar. Because at the time, he was the seventh world champion. He was the best.
And he's huge.
He was huge. So, you know, this is 78, and he's, you know, doing seminars and stuff. So he comes to the gym. It was Saturday, but this was Friday night. So we're working out in the corner. So all of a sudden, you hear chatter, like, Arnold's here. So all of a sudden, all the weights got quiet.
Yeah.
And I look at Richie, and I go, Rich, Arnold's here. He goes, fuck him. Because I don't give a shit. I said, all right, you know.
Oh,
I was like, you know, I'm spotting them. You know, we're kids. Like, all of a sudden, Arnold came right over to us because we were the only ones that didn't stop.
Lifting, yeah. What did he say?
And I said, Arnold, you know, I shook his hand. You know, this is before, you know, he even made
the movie.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, what was that big movie?
Conan
the Barbarian.
Yeah. And
that was like 2 years before that.
Right.
Yeah, so he. You know, to my surprise, he wasn't as tall as I thought, but when he turned around, his back was like
huge,
the size gigantic. Of his table. And he smiled with that, you know, famous gap.
Right.
You know, it was cool, you know. And there's actually pictures of him, you know, that next day, you know, that everybody would
remember.
I bet his accent was really thick back then.
Oh, right? Of course. Well, it's still the same, you know.
Yeah, he likes that. He's still, it's still the same.
Still yeah. So that was an experience, you know, the Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, my dad told me he was in the elevator and he walked in, like, I guess he was going to a certain floor. And he was like, Arnold, he's like, how are you?
How are you?
But the funniest thing he told me one time,
Dylan!
Dylan!
Get in the elevator!
Click the buttons.
Wow.
He said that he was, I don't know how old he was, he said he was going to work. And he's like, I saw this kid getting chased by these two guys.
Right.
And he's like, hey, and he started like yelling at them, but he realized that they were filming Home Alone. with with Pesci and
Imagine.
That's so cool.
So he
was the actor again, Macaulay Culkin, right?
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin. Yeah,
Macaulay Culkin. Sorry, I got his name wrong.
Yeah, for the second movie, I guess they were filming, he was going to work.
Stop chasing that kid.
He was like about to run over.
That's great.
They said that they were rolling.
Another celebrity was a Green Man. Was Lou Ferrigno.
Oh yeah,
that's where because. You know, a cousin Ronnie went out with his sister Lisa,
right,
when they were kids.
That's great.
You know, so he opened up a gym on McDonald Avenue and Avenue P. This was like 84, 85.
Yeah.
Right before I got married. And I would work out there. So he was in California. He was already doing, the Hulk.
Yeah.
The Hulks were already filmed and he was making Hercules. I think it was 85. And he was in great shape. And he bought the gym for his father ran it and his brother Andy. You know, and we'd work out there, you know.
Right.
And then he'd have his gym. It was an old Key Food that they just, you know, they made the storefront. That, right.
That's funny.
And I remember he came in one day and, wow, talk about big. He's 6'5".
Oh, I didn't know he was tall, too.
Well, he was just the size of him.
I know he was a big dude.
Yeah, I didn't think he was tall.
And he... When they'd say, Louie, you know, they'd say, everybody screaming, come on, Lou, you know, give us some muscle.
Yeah.
When I tell you, when his he took muscle. His shirt off, when he went like this, you like actually stone. Heard the elasticity go.
Yeah. Yeah. It's insane.
And his bicep just popped, you know, like the Hulk.
Yeah, yeah.
Felt like Richard, like Banner, what was his name?
Yeah, Bruce.
Yeah, yeah, Bruce. And just amazing. Matter of fact, I have a friend on the Facebook.
Yeah.
And he just got a cochlear implant in his ear.
What is that?
Not
like?
Too long ago. Well, he was deaf.
Oh, I didn't know.
Louis
that.
Was born deaf.
Wow.
And that's why he.
So does it make you hear
that's
again?
Why he talked like that because, okay. You know, he had a funny, you know.
Was it just, he was just one ear he was deaf or both?
I think, I'm not sure if it was one or two because he couldn't hear himself. That's why he always talked like that.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that's why everybody was upset because when he did the hook, he didn't talk.
Right, right.
And
maybe that's why.
In the movie Hercules, they dubbed his voice.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he sounds great now, and it's amazing. He's like 69, I think, or 70. You know, he looks amazing.
Literally. Yeah, he does.
And he was just talking, and you can hear the way he speaks now.
So what changed?
Pronounces his T's, and, you know, if you go like this and close your ear, when you speak, you can't, you're going to sound funny.
Yeah,
right.
It sounds awful.
Now, right. And we don't realize it because we just talk normal.
So what, did he get like a hearing thing to fix his speech?
Yeah, well, he can hear. Now he can actually hear sounds, like, you know, high-pitched sounds.
Yeah, vibrations probably.
You know, so they just, you know, the technology today is amazing.
It's incredible.
It's,
you know.
They're making people who've never seen color before see color, you know?
Yeah, you know. Isn't it amazing? Like, when they show you, like, some, you know, person that never heard before, they really hear, and it's like they start... flipping out.
Yeah,
like, you know,
oh, it's great. You it's know, great that it's they wild. Can do it. I can't imagine for people who are both like deaf and blind. And
I still say, I mean, one of my favorite, probably top artists is Stevie Wonder.
Right.
If Stevie had sight, I don't know if he would be like as good as he
did
was.
Did you ever see those videos online, like Stevie could see, like those joke videos?
Yeah.
Like all the celebrities.
Oh, when he's driving. Yeah. When he's driving the.
When he's driving the car.
They did one when
and he's a funny sport though. He goes with all that stuff, you know.
There's like
when Eddie Murphy would make fun of him.
Right.
You know.
There was a clip online of I think Paul McCartney was doing, I don't know if it was for like a show like SNL or some type of celebration show.
Right.
But he was running from the piano to the guitar or something like that and he dropped the mic and the mic was coming towards Stevie and he just grabbed it.
Oh,
so
really?
They were like I don't know about that.
Said, when I came out,
but he said, it. I forgot who it was. They said, I think it was Shaq.
He's eyeballing that sure.
Yeah. Shaq, he's like, I was in the elevator. Shaq says, I was in the elevator. And he's like, Stevie came in. He was like, what's up, Shaq? Like he knew right away. He's like, Stevie, how the fuck did you know I was in the elevator? He's like, I can smell you.
I can smell you. Oh, that's funny.
But I know you were talking about Saturday Night Fever. And I know you brought some stuff.
Oh yeah!
If you want to get into that, Ricky brought not only his shoes, but he brought us a nice. What'd you bring us? Food.
Here you go.
He brought
us
calzone.
There you go. Oh yeah, the calzone. You ate
that.
Calzone
is gone. I can't show that.
1974.
Yeah, you can lift.
Talk about that. What is that?
There you go.
Yeah, show the camera. This is what you want to call it, the disco shoe.
Yeah, show them.
Yeah, oh, is it?
Yeah, that's for this one. Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
That's the disco shoe from back in the day.
I was sent home in grammar school with one of these on. Yeah, then Sister Mary, eighth grade, she went, Richard, those aren't dress code shoes.
Shoes.
And I was sent home. No, but, you know, I saved them for a goof, you know.
That's great, though. Yeah. I mean, imagine me in those. I'd be like 7'2".
Yeah, exactly.
Boogie platforms.
How many inches on that?
And probably about, what, is that like four inches?
I'd say about.
That's great.
Yeah, maybe more.
And it was easy to walk in those?
No.
Not at all. He's like, absolutely not.
No, absolutely not.
Were you grooving in those?
Yeah, I was grooving. And here's an original pair of
the Prokeds.
Prokeds before the stripe. These were probably 1970.
Wow.
And how much did you get them for?
Yeah, how much? How much were the shoes when they came out back then?
How much were they? I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't think they were more than $30.
Wow.
I wonder what they would be in condition now. Probably a lot.
Maybe $20, you know.
$20?
Because we would want the suede ones came out, the suede Prokeds.
Right.
And, if you really had a little extra money, the most expensive were the Puma. You know, because now, you know, Pumas come all different colors.
Yeah.
But back then, if you got them wet, you could forget about your socks because everybody's socks were red, green.
Oh, yeah.
Now, for some reason, they don't run. I don't know why. It was the dye that they used.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I know. It's crazy, like, shoes now, like, what they got, like, how much, and the sneaker heads, and, people are waiting outside for like, days just to get a pair of like, Kanye's shoes.
Yeah. And they look like...
And they look like... They look like yawned. French toast.
This kid at work...
Oh, no.
He's a good kid. But he came and he bought these things. If it was on the street, I would go like, "What is that?"
Yeah.
It was a rubber, I guess, a shoe.
Right.
You know the helmets that your kids wear, you know, on the bicycle with the holes.
Yeah. Bike helmet.
Oh, it looked like. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
That's what it was.
Okay.
$350.
Nikes.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
No, it was Kanye sneakers.
Oh, what? Kanye
sneakers? No, I don't want to give it to sneaker. It's a
right.
It's a rubber shoe.
I've seen, I don't know what, like, I think, I feel like I know what you're talking about if I saw a picture.
It's just hideous.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't
know. He's got everybody, like, you know, believing that, you know.
It's the thing.
And once you get hooked, you know, you think that's the thing.
And once it's a trend, it's going to be for a while.
I mean, the prices, all right, they make limited edition. I mean, okay. I got to understand if it's signed by somebody.
Signed by Kanye.
Have, like, an original Michael Jordan. You know, Michael's running all the way to the bank. Some of his sneakers are real cool, though.
Yeah, I like his sneakers.
But for $200-$300?
Nice. No.
Come on. Really expensive.
I mean, you could buy an Italian loafer, you know, handmade.
Can't, what was it?
You know, and these shoes are made in China for...
Like 50 cents.
Exactly.
Exactly. And the kids are, like, breaking their fingers for it.
You know, you're getting shot over.
But they made the the Back to the Future kicks.
Oh, yeah. Did you see those?
No.
It's like the ones they made in the movie when they tighten by itself, it's like,
eh. Oh, yeah, right,
yeah,
right.
They made those actual shoes, and they went for, like, what, $25,000 or something like that?
Yeah. Wow. They went for a lot of money.
Because really? I think they only made, like, 1,000 of them or something like that, right?
Yeah, I remember Reebok, when it came out with the pump, I had them, you know, in the front lip, it was a basketball, and you went, and it tightened it up.
Really?
Yeah, made you a little.
You're like this?
Give a little so flight.
Give
you a little bit of sky.
Yeah, what was the pump thing?
It was just an air.
What was it? It would suck.
It was just air.
No, it would tighten up the sides of
the
your
sides.
Shoe.
Oh, okay.
You
know,
so it just like
so you get so you so have grip so you can jump.
Yeah,
high.
So you can get an extra 2 inches, right?
I'll never forget
just
my
gimmick.
My grandma, my mom's mom,
yeah,
took us to like the basketball courts one day,
mm-hmm.
and she was wearing like these wedges or something. Like we were just kids, and I was like, I want the shoes because we were just watching. You remember that? You ever see that movie Like Mike?
Yeah.
And he's got like the Michael Jordan
shoes. Make your shoe better.
Right.
Yeah. And I was like, I want the shoes that make you fly, like so I can dunk. And she told me like her shoes. She's like, these are them.
Oh.
She's like, these are
the flying shoes.
I wanted to wear her shoes for the whole day.
The whole day.
And she wouldn't let me wear them. I was like, you have to. I was like, go ahead. I was like, jump. Mm. And she's like, no, I can't.
I can't jump without your shoes.
You remember that? You know what always amazed me? Like when you go to let's say a neighborhood that's, you know, like a kind of a bad neighborhood.
Right.
And you see the basketball court.
Yeah.
You don't see a piece of gum
no,
or a piece nothing. Of glass. nothing. Mint clean. Yeah. Always have a fresh net.
The best, because they want to do it. You know, that's what they got.
I always used to get a kick, like when the city, well, back, I don't even know if they do it anymore, when they used to put the courts up, the nets were steel.
Oh, yeah. Like,
because they'd last forever. Like, right. You know, stainless steel. I think that's where they got the swish sound from.
Yeah.
Swish.
It was like a great, like,
yeah. That's called a jailhouse swish.
Yeah. From downtown.
Yeah. The chain nets broke.
Yes, Mom Abbott going live. Jordan going for three. Yes. Marv's going to retire this year.
Who is?
Marv Albert.
Is he?
Yeah. That's another thing that annoyed me, because I'm a Knicks fan, right?
Yeah.
Well, the Knicks got knocked out, but, you know, right. They were in contention.
They were doing right.
Yeah. The Nets are in. Yeah. I mean, they can go.
Yeah, I can't believe, like, you know, they had a good roster, right? Everybody was happy about that.
They paid a lot of money. A lot of that Russian money.
That's how it goes.
The European money. Yeah. He owns it. And he has the best out there. And a lot of people forget that the Nets were an ABA team.
Yeah.
You know, American Basketball Association. Mm-hmm. They brought them in. And it was New York Nets.
Right.
They were out of Long Island. That's when Dr. J played for them.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know Long Island, yeah.
Then they were like the Jersey Nets, and now Brooklyn. Yeah. Brooklyn.
Now they're Brooklyn.
Which is cool, but I won't switch, you know.
Yeah. Even though that's the territory.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but now they had to switch through. Like,
no, third yeah, I'm set. Just saying. Yeah. Like, he's staying loyal to the Knicks.
He's staying loyal to the Knicks. But, like I said, you know, I always used to get mad that Marv Albert was always comedy. He would do the sports for the Knicks. But he knew that Jordan was the best. So every time you would watch a Knicks game, you'd see how excited Marv would get. You know, you would know whose team he's rooting for. He would say, you know, passing off the dog, you know.
Yeah.
You remember? He would say, Starks with a soft touch. Oakley, yes. Michael Jordan. And it would be, oh, God. You know, he would go, you know.
There's like a whole.
Pass it off to three. You know, Starks for three, good. Yes. You know, Jordan silencing this garden crowd.
Yeah, that's good.
Be, oh, my God. Yeah. You know, take it easy. But there's when they go back in 30 years, whose voice are you going to hear?
Yeah.
All those clips are going to be Marv. Yeah. And he knew that.
Mm. It's true.
Because he had the golden voice.
There's jokes about...
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was saying there's jokes. Like, of like people crying, it says when your team's losing, you hear that bang. You're like, swish.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It's,
right.
Like, it's like, it's over. It's like,
but all the Alberts have that. And they're allowed. Right. Because, you know, Kenny and what's the other Albert? You know, there's the three brothers.
Right. Yeah, they all do that.
They all have the, you know, they have that sound. That, yes. Going to three. Going downtown.
For three.
Yes. Jordan. He would go, he would do sports with Frazier.
Right.
And Frazier would come up with the lines, you know.
I love what they come up on the spot.
Oh, my God.
They can go
switching
all day.
Addition and transition.
Yeah.
You know?
Addition, transition.
He'd have the, forget about it, he was the best. You know, but like I said.
I did a wedding Saturday.
Right.
And it's like typical, like, you know, like the normal weddings work. And we do videos, you know, just of like everything. Like we get like the bride and groom and them mm-hmm. coming in. But one of my friends who was shooting with us said if for his wedding, he would love to have like a, like that, like the announcers, like, all right. Right. He's like let's say his name's James. He's like, James looking pretty good right now. He's sweating a little bit. He's nervous about the altar.
He's coming down with his brand new shoes.
That would be
those shoes he bought at, I think, Father and Son.
I heard he was getting cold feet.
Yes,
Jim.
Yes. Well, he forgot the ring.
Yeah. Flower grown, tripping over the mantle. Okay.
And then they here they come, and they play that song, ding, 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 over the lights.
And they come down like this.
That's funny. But everything's changed. I mean, everything can't be the same. Like rice, when we got married, they would throw rice at you.
Right. Yeah. Couscous, you know, whatever it is.
Now it's like, you know, the balloons, the dove. Like, the what bubbles. Are they going to do next? You
I don't know.
And they blow bubbles.
You have a kid. I mean, back then it was Sweet 16. That's it. Now it's everything. You know, if you have a girl.
Forget about it.
It's like $1,000 before. I mean, for everything. You know, but that's how things are now.
Yeah,
you know?
It's always going to be changing. I always think about like weddings will always be a thing, of course.
Of course,
but they're always going to change, like little things or whatever it is.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, well, like you said, back then, you know, they used to have, they called them football weddings. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
No, what is
backyard
that?
Wedding?
Well, a football wedding meant, like, you know, probably up until maybe the late 60s before mm-hmm. you would go to a wedding hall, which it was just small catering halls back then, you know, and you'd pay, you know, $35-40 a dish. Now it's like, you know, $120 a person. It's ridiculous.
It's too much.
Nobody's even making money. A football wedding would be basically cold cut sandwiches wrapped up in cellophane.
There you go.
And then you have the family would all be together. You know, it might be on a roof. It might be in somebody's yard. And they'd say, "Oh, my Tommy, sausage and pepper," and they'd throw it at you.
And get out of here.
That's what they call it, a football wedding.
I never heard of that.
They toss the sandwiches
at you.
That's
hilarious. Yeah,
that's the name, you know, football wedding.
Turkey on rye, come on.
Turkey on rye. Turkey Who got the Reuben?
Yeah, baby.
Shoot him with the gun, like in the games for the t-shirts.
And an ish for bologna.
Meatball and cheese.
Yeah. That's, you know, that's what it was back in the day.
No, yeah, but... like it was just so funny thinking about that. Like that'd be a great skit for SNL, like the basketball wedding.
Oh yeah.
That
like,
would be funny.
Like, "Oh, Kroom's been down, it's a foul."
Yeah.
It's like
well, that's another thing that stinks now.
The rings are missing.
The rings are gone.
SNL has got, you know, it's boring. You might get a little bit,
I know.
But
yeah,
you know,
I feel
it's the first
hit or
40
miss,
minutes I'm
miss.
Done, you know.
I know.
You know what I miss? Mad TV.
I used to like the guy, the FedEx, oh, was it the UPS guy. He's always on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're always moving. Like,
yeah.
When they come in, it's like,
it's true.
Sign here.
What was the show with Jim Carrey when he was on all Living Color? In Living Color. With Jamie Foxx. That was good, too.
That was great. That was really funny. Matter of fact, James Mooney, Paul Mooney, he was an actor. He was on, he was a comedian. He used to write all the skits for that.
Right.
You know, he was a very funny guy.
They come up with 1,000 of them.
And he was on a lot of Chappelle.
Did
you ever see that Negro Amos? Yeah, you never saw that?
No,
oh, it was
no.
too funny. Yeah, you got to watch it later.
I got it. I'll look it up.
From what show?
Yeah, instead of on the Chappelle show. Instead of Nostradamus, he was Negro Damus.
Yeah,
he had obviously. The best skits.
He came up with the... He wrote a lot of the stuff. He wrote for Richard Pryor. He just passed away like last week.
I didn't know he wrote for Richard Pryor.
He wrote for a lot of the top comedians, and he wrote for Living Color.
Right.
You didn't listen to his last stand-up? He said he made most of these motherfuckers, remember?
No, I know, he did.
He's good. He's funny.
He's good when he's on
I love stand-up. When he's like roasting everyone.
Yeah. He would jam on the white guys, though.
All the time.
Heavy duty.
When he's like, I love when he did the white guy skits. This is the best. He's like, "Oh, thanks, Karen."
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Coming back to you from
WNBC.
Yeah. You ever see when he was blind?
Oh, that's the best. When he thinks he's the Klan's member?
Yes.
He thinks
that
he...
Wasn't that the first episode?
One of them. I have the DVD.
And they're really good.
He does. If you want to listen to it, he did like a whole podcast with Joe Rogan.
Rogan is amazing. You know, I heard, because like I said, I listened to Jim Norton and Sam Roberts on Sirius. They're funny. They're great.
Right.
They always have the comedians on, so I'm kind of like up on top of everything. You know, Bob Kelly. You know, whatever. Is out there,
and
they always talk about that. And he's something else.
Nah, he's good. Yeah,
you know,
but it's just like he went away for so long, and then he came back, and he's still killing it.
He's still killing it.
No,
you know what I like. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
They were just talking about that. What he does now is you can't go anywhere without somebody filming. So what he does is he has a box, and you have to put your phone in the box before you go see him.
Right,
which is cool, which is smart, because
I think
that's
a good
idea. Are you gonna, you know, you're gonna work on some material?
You're gonna watch Seinfeld.
You know, they want to go to all these small clubs, Caroline's in Manhattan, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. They do their material, you know, and if you don't want it stolen, you know, because you're working on, you want to see what's funny, what's not, and they build a 40-minute show,
right?
You know, and but they don't want people filming it and then they put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You and know? Then, like, if anything bad happens, that'll be trending and whatnot.
Exactly.
Or if they turn around something out of context, they can do anything.
You know, and that's another thing, like, what you can do and what you can't do, you know.
It's tough.
It's hard.
It's different today with comedy, definitely.
Oh, but just about everything.
Everything. You know? Yeah, you got to be careful.
Like, policing. A cop can't even get out of a car without being filmed, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
they
got
to film.
It's a different world.
They got to film. We got to film. Like everybody has the
camera.
Everyone
has the camera.
Everybody has
that. I love Kevin Hart did a skit. He was like, "Do you know how scary it was back in the day when you committed a crime, and they said, "We got you on tape."
Mm. Yeah,
he was like, "No,
not on tape."
He's like,
"Not."
He's like,
"No."
He's like,
"They got us on tape." So he called all the people that were hiding. John, Joseph, they got us on tape.
They got us on tape. It don't matter.
What happened?
But he was like, "It don't matter because everyone's got a phone now.
Yeah,
they can record everybody." But yeah, no one's safe in that aspect. But
you can't go anywhere without, you know. But you know what? I'm amazed. You know, it's pretty cool, though. You know what I mean? Here I am, like, a kid.
Right.
Writing, you know, stuff down. Oh, 2021, I'll be 60. I wonder what's going to be.
Yeah,
you know,
right,
and I'm like,
right.
You know, imagine you're going to have a Dick Tracy phone and a watch, you know.
Right.
But this thing here does everything imaginable. It's nobody's going to call you anymore and say, "Hey, Rick, you know, remember that song? You know, let's not." You don't have to do it anymore.
No,
I can Google anything.
You can hum it. You can sing whatever. I can
sing it. I can fart it. It just comes out. Boom. I could see what a friend of mine in Italy is doing, what he's eating.
Yeah, you know,
exactly.
It's amazing.
Instantly. And I think that's
small.
I think that's a good thing, but I also think it's a bad thing.
I think it's a bad thing. It takes a lot
like,
away.
Because when I'm feeling like shit, I'll be like this, and I'm like, it'll tell me I'm dying. Now I'm nervous.
Oh my god!
Yeah, especially Wikipedia, the health.
Oh my god!
Oh, I got cancer.
Now you can't look at that.
Heart attack, stroke.
You know, yeah.
Heart pain.
I think that's why all the kids growing up have a lot of anxiety because they could just see
all their issues,
things
online.
That nobody else saw. No. Like Billy, I think Billy was the last one.
Yeah.
Final. And everyone after him,
everyone after
is just
me.
Anxious and everything.
Yep. Yeah. You know,
I feel like everyone his age is like
it's amazing.
Well, yeah, because we got to live everything they used to live,
right?
Until a point,
right?
Like we got cell phones; they didn't have cell phones.
No. That's what I'm saying. How could we live? That's another thing we did. We lived without. If we were out, you'd have to look for a phone.
Yeah,
or call or
pay phone.
I would be in my house, and my sister would be. She'd have to. Cord going down the stairs,
and
who keeps picking it up? Click, 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 click. I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone. Waiting for a phone call before call. Waiting.
Yeah,
this is the way we live.
I know.
You know, if you went out, you had to call your mother at 10 o'clock, tell you where you were.
Yeah,
you had to do
come
that.
Come back before the lights shut.
They said the lights post was like you gotta get home.
The big thing was the beeper or the Chapman lock on your car. It's like
the beeper.
You know, it's like, oh god, you know, you all cool walking in the club. You have your little thing.
Your beeper.
Click, click, click. You know.
But you know, today, man, like,
well, everything had a trend, right?
Remember everybody's car would go off, you'd hear it outside.
I mean, before we got the equipment, that's where we used our phones, and it worked great.
Yeah.
And
we record right off our phones.
I mean, how many things you got? It's pretty much your personal TV. You got
everything.
Flashlight. You can record.
You're
text,
right. It's got everything.
Got your own computer in there.
It's
who knows what's gonna? I feel like eventually it's gonna be like this. Look.
You can order food on it. You can call your friends on it. You can look up something you never heard of before. You can learn on it. It's crazy.
Yeah. You know, and you can listen to things. You know, I think YouTube is amazing.
YouTube.
You could find something. You want to watch something.
It's got everything.
The other day,
though,
I was thinking about Jackie Gleason. There was a character that he would do on the Jackie Gleason show, and I forget his name. Fontaine, I think his name. He was a drunk, and he would talk like this, whatever. And I just said, let me pull it up. Bam, within a second, I'm watching
it's
it.
There.
Like, it's beautiful.
Like it was back in the day.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing, you know, what this thing does. And then they show you 1955, this computer, and they have, like, the thing the size of this wall.
Yeah.
Like,
and it had,
it doesn't even have, like, a tenth of what's on here.
Not even.
You know?
That's, like, probably, like,
that's how you know it's technology's just, it increases.
It's flying.
It evolves every year.
I love the GPS, though.
GPS is the best thing
that
ever happened.
From what I understand, around 25 years ago, it was used in the war. They were using it, you know, in Desert Storm.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, they had that then, you know, until it finally...
Did you know the woman who invented Wi-Fi was pretty much... She didn't get famous until after she died because I think she was too good-looking. They were just, like, ignoring her.
Really?
Yeah. They were like, eh, you're a pretty girl. And she, like, invented the Wi-Fi. And they were like, they found her notes and everything. Like, oh, my God, this girl cracked the code for
she
Wi-Fi.
Knew.
And I think Joe Rogan actually explained that.
Wow.
And got credit for it, of course. But they were just like, she never,
it's
while she was alive,
now.
While she was alive, they were just ignoring her.
Oh, she died before it set off.
Because she was a really good looking girl.
Right.
So they were like, go do something else.
You always think about, like, you know, anything they could do to make money, you know, whether it's, you know, a format of, like, put the records in, they had the cassette and they had the CD. Now you don't even
streaming.
Have physically anything anymore.
Yeah.
No.
You gotta get like, what do? You use anything for music? What do you use YouTube for music mostly?
Yeah, just YouTube.
We have so many different music things now.
Because
now
Spotify, you know,
SoundCloud, Pandora, iTunes, everything.
Yeah, it's sick. I mean, if you just want to hear a song in your head, you just, you know, YouTube it and it comes right out.
Exactly.
You know, but I have Sirius. Sirius I usually use because I listen to a lot of talk radio.
Sirius is good for that too. It's got you know, Stern and like your guys.
My guys.
my guys.
Yeah, your pals.
Your pals on there. My dad rocks Elvis. I'm actually I'm going to see them June 24th. I'm going to fly down.
Who is this? Oh, Mommy Daddy. Okay, yeah. Cool.
So I'm going to go down 24th. I'm going to go with Michelle.
Okay.
My Belle.
Because she's her parents are there.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Her parents are there too, so we're going to go hang out and just chillax. Maybe whip me around in the cart.
Wow.
And I hope we can all be down there one day soon.
Yeah, well, I have to go see.
I'm going to try to make it probably hopefully next month.
Yeah, Billy's going to go probably next month. I just want to go before it gets too hot.
It's going to get hot. I heard it gets blasting.
Yeah.
You know, I have a couple of friends that have places, and they 10 o'clock, the Floridians disappear. It's like little roaches. Like, they scatter.
Yeah, and then all the
pedestrians. Yeah, all the, like, all you know, come out. Right. And then they don't reappear till like 6.
Yeah.
When it gets a little cooler, and then they do their thing, because it's just, you know, it's like having a torch on you. And
no,
the humidity. Like, humidity, you see how it was yesterday? Yeah, slimy, hot, you can't breathe. That's
it's the worst. Yeah, like, no. No one wants that. But the AC, thank God for that.
Thank God for air conditioning. Oh, God, air conditioning is amazing. You know, but I, like I said, with the technology, the way everything has changed, it's so much, you know, everything's like, you know, it's amazing. Really. Yeah. Even with the cars, like I said, you know, back then, if you had a car that had 70,000 miles, you were looking to get rid of it.
Yeah.
You know, now you can got 170,000.
Like, especially like the Toyotas, they can go like 300,000, no problem.
I'm returning them on with buttons now.
Yeah.
That, knobs to turn the dryers.
That, believe it or not, changed everything. I believe it was like 1969. It was, I think, Toyota was one of the first dealerships that came to Bay Ridge. And my uncle, I'll never forget, he lived in Coral, Long Island, and he used to commute back and forth to Brooklyn. So back then, everybody was driving tanks. You know, this was before the gas shortage.
I know.
So he bought this little car. Like, nobody was driving a little car. No. It was like a European thing.
Yeah.
But he was getting so much gas. He had that car until, like, I think the body just, like, disintegrated. You know, it was a 69 Toyota Corolla.
Yeah.
One of the
Toyota Corolla is the best.
And it lasted. It really lasted, I think, a good 20 years.
See?
And he would go back and forth. You know, here's people, you know, they're driving.
They would go through
their Eldorado, like 500 cubic inch, like slow. No, nothing but a big car.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no ride like that.
The greatest looking machine, but they made something that lasts.
You know, but
the longest.
But by the time his tank ran out, I'm still driving on the same, you know, gas tank, you know.
Yeah.
You got a lot of miles, you know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, you know, today you can get really good miles on, you know, a four-cylinder. They're fast. Yeah.
I think my highest miles per gallon was like 43. Wow. I was like, that's pretty good. But, it's rare. Like, it's usually around 30-something.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's a 10 bucks.
Right.
You know, but even with the speed, you know, you get a four. Especially now with these cars, the electric cars.
Yeah, they're fast.
I just posted something the other day. They had, I think it was a Porsche. You know, it's not cheap. It was $200,000.
Right.
But it's their first electric car because they're competing with
Tesla.
Yes. Which is amazing for the price.
Right. You know, they're making a cheaper one now, too.
I don't think you could lease them either, I think.
No.
You know?
No.
With the electric cars?
Yeah.
You can't. Tesla, well, you can't. You just the Tesla, you have to buy.
Yeah.
But they're making a cheaper one for about $25,000, so hopefully it'll be something cool.
But let me tell you something. You don't even hear them.
And, no.
But this one, you have to check out the new Porsche, whatever they call it. I don't know. It is amazing. 0 to 60, it's fast.
I know.
You know, and they have all these things. They have this, like, button, because you don't really hear anything when you're driving.
It's like...
That they have this futuristic button that you hit, and it makes it sound like, you know,
right. But it's not, it's like a fake sound.
Wouldn't even mind it though. How cool would it be? I'm in a spaceship.
But if you see the way it's designed, everything is like wind. You know, the rims themselves have these grooves in them. You know, because it's all about cutting wind.
Right.
You know, there's no there's no
aerodynamic.
That's right. Nuts. There's no pull because that's when you're pushing, you know.
Well, it's like there's nothing needs to heat up. Nothing needs to.
Yeah.
No. It's like an electric. It's like a toy car.
Yeah. You know,
when you put a toy car, it just goes.
And
like,
that's going to be the future.
Oh yeah, 100%.
You know, and
we can't be using these fossil things anymore.
That, you know, this is what I'm thinking. You know how we have the GPS when you go underneath, you don't have to pay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're going to
Easy Pass.
I think, yeah, Easy Pass. You know, but on the highway, you're going through and they charge it. You don't have to stop.
Right. You don't have to stop. Yeah.
I believe they're going to have sensors over the cars in the future where you don't even have to pull in. Like, in other words, as you drive, they'll be able to pick up power
as you're driving. Definitely.
Think about it.
Explain like he'll be able to charge the car
as you drive.
That's,
right. They'll have ports.
That's awesome.
You know,
like,
so
even
like
if it's like you got to go 10 miles an hour.
Think about it. No, really, about it. No, they have these like pods like on the highway.
Just
say I'm on the turnpike.
Yeah.
And every time I go through a couple of these things, I gain a little bit more power. By the time I get off the parkway,
you're charged.
I'm charged. But why would they do that? Because they're going to not make any money. They have to charge you for it.
Yeah. What if they make it like an Easy Pass? Every time you go through, it'll be like an Easy Pass. $1.50.
Yeah, like a scan.
Yeah.
So it'll scan, to your card. There's not going to be any more cash anymore.
I mean, I think you need to. I think you can't put that part in because that might be might make some money off of that.
Oh, but think about it.
I'm just joking. Now you're true.
But I just thought about that in my head right now. Like,
but you know how I think about it? You know how they have that. Like you don't have to plug in your phone to charge it.
Yeah, you
know
just put it, on,
put it on top it on and charge like it by
well,
itself.
What I'm saying, why can't they have like some sort of a pod? I mean, you're able to get light from a
from the sun.
The sun,
right?
It'll be similar, you know. You won't. You'll get power because all you need is power. It's solar power.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. You
as
know,
long as we have sun, we have power.
As long as we have sun, we have power.
Speaking of power, I need to make sure. Let's wrap this baby up.
Okay,
it's power on my phone.
It out.
It's all good.
Don't want the cameras to turn off.
City on the Hill, Snowfall, and Yellowstone.
What was that?
Those are the latest shows that I'm watching.
Oh, okay. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Yellowstone. Yeah, you told me Yellowstone.
Yellowstone's really good. Yeah. City on the Hill, Showtime, awesome, and Queen of the South.
Queen of the South. Yeah, I want to watch that. It's gonna watch me next because I'm already into that Colombian type thing, cartel.
No, you already watched it.
Narcos.
Narcos too.
No, this is good. This is big time. You know.
I appreciate you coming, Rick. You
know, yeah, thanks, Rick.
This is a blast.
Boys, love you, man.
Thank you,
love
brother.
You. It's all good. It's all good, man.
Thank you guys for watching.
Thank you guys.
Listening to this podcast, episode 12 here at What Guys Think. And take care, everybody. Everybody have a good weekend. And enjoy the sun.
Stay cool.
Stay cool, everyone.
Perfect.